if executive orders were outlawed in America? That would be a considerable clamp on the White House, the occupants of which have exerted quite a bit of legislative and policy influence using this congressional bypass, particularly since Teddy Roosevelt's time. What's especially galling about the power is that it's not granted in the Constitution. Not anywhere. Executive orders are ghastly deviations from the limited government principles the founders set in place, and they've done a lot of mischief in recent decades, to put it mildly. The president has only a handful of authorities, as defined by the Constitution. They are listed in Article 2, Sections 2 and 3. Nothing in there about executive orders or letting the president bypass Congress to issue policies and laws. It's both interesting and pitiful, then, to realize how far we've strayed from this constitutional compass. Just look at what Cornell University Law School's Legal Information Institute puts out as an executive power on its own website. Quote, "The president can issue executive orders which have the force of law but do not have to be approved by Congress." Unquote. That's the mindset of the next generation of legal minds. And unfortunately, it's an illusion that's been successfully pushed onto the American people for years. We need to remember these simple mantras. The president is a servant. The president works for the people. Our presidents shouldn't be foisting massive regulatory controls on citizens absent congressional approval, because ours is a government that calls for distinct powers for the three separate branches, and abiding anything less is a grab at power